Hey, girls and boys, it's us again, getting ready to tell you all about our lovely, wonderful, sickening sponsors, Hulu Plus, where, as always, you can still go on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and get you a taste of that free extended trial. Catch up on all your shows. I'm sure there's something on TV spicy that you want to watch. So don't forget, it's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Get started. Let's start.
Woo!
We're back.
We are.
Once again, it's our 4th of July spectacular.
Woo!
Here at The Read.
The show's a little early this week because of the holiday. We clearly are not doing shit for the rest of the week, so.
Yeah, but once again, I am Nikki Gilbert.
Who the fuck is Nikki Gilbert?
Bitch, who are you?
What? I'm Tracy Ross.
Okay, awesome. And this is The Read.
But who is Nikki Gilbert?
Nikki Gilbert from Brownstone.
Bitch! Girl, you tried that. Anyway.
Listen, Nikki was on an episode of Martin.
Ooh, and who wasn't?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm sickening.
Oh, okay. Well, work.
I think so.
Okay.
I just got back from Los Angeles.
How was that?
It was cute.
Have you ever been to LA before? Was that your first time?
It was my second time. I haven't been to LA in like 2 years, and I didn't really feel like I experienced it the last time that I went. But this was a nice trip. Shout out to everybody who came to the event at Freak City. We had an awesome time. The music was great. Thank you to Pop Water for coming and sponsoring it. Shout out to Naima Supreme and Jarrell Perry who performed. It was just a really great time. I had some meetings and, you know, we went to that award show that we're about to talk about.
Good. That sounds like a fun little experience.
And they have Bluebell.
In LA?
There's one place in LA called Whipped, and they're the only place in California that carries Bluebell.
Wow.
So I just want to thank California for being a state outside of the South who cared enough to appreciate that Bluebell is just the most amazing dessert.
You're taking this as a personal compliment, and that's fine.
It's fine. So how are you?
Well, whatever. My life. The only thing even worth talking about for me this week is the fact that, bitch, we're in Essence.
Essence. Yeah, I know you're going to say that.
And so when it hits newsstands, I think this Friday I'll be buying a copy of that and sending it to my mama just so she can have it. But, I mean, bitch, we're in Essence. That's crazy.
My mom is subscribed to Essence already, so I'm just going to let her open it.
And when she sees it, she's going to be like, wait a minute, right. Kid Fury.
I think
Kid Fury is my son.
Right.
So,
although she went to the damn church and told that lady that she didn't know who I was.
I will never forget that. When your mama was like, oh, the lady asked your mama.
The preacher's daughter asked my mom if she was Kid Fury's mother. And my mom was like, who, Kid? I don't know who that is. Because she knows I'm vulgar.
Right. She was like, I don't claim him. Even though y'all look exactly alike.
Like, my mom is so supportive of everything that I do, but I think because it was church, she didn't
right.
want...
Right. She was like, oh,
I mean?
No.
And she also didn't want the people in the church in her damn business. So,
yes.
When she told me that, I laughed for like 20 straight minutes.
It's hilarious.
All right. So, look, let's talk about our thing, girl. First things first, of course, we're just going to use this episode is Kid Fury's BET Awards review. I know that a lot of y'all are wondering why it's taking me so long to do a YouTube video. Girl, I'm coming back. I promise. I hate reviewing award shows most of the time because there's so much that you have to like remember. And girl, my brain just doesn't work that way.
But, not to mention, most of it is not worth talking about.
And most of it's just not worth talking about. But anyway, a couple of things happened at the BET Awards this year. I was actually at the show. So it was kind of a different experience, and I would like to say that I think it's just more fun to watch it from home.
Really?
Yeah, because you catch all like the shady things, like the cameras jump like from, you know, when someone's ex-girlfriend is performing, they jump to the nigga who dated her in the crowd, and like you get real close up into the celebrity.
So
costumes.
It's shadier.
Yeah, it's just, it's more like, not just that it's shadier, but you catch everything. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Whereas this, you just kind of have one view and then somebody wants to stand up and then there's that wretched bitch in the crowd who got a ticket from somebody's baby daddy and she won't shut up. So it's just like, you know, like...
Okay.
Like, it was just weird, but
but you enjoyed yourself.
I did. I really had a lot of fun. It felt good to be there. So a couple of things before we actually get into the show. I jumped all the way around that red carpet because it just seemed like a mess.
Really?
And it actually was, and we'll get there. But one thing about the red carpet, only the only things that stick out of my mind is that J. Cole, DJ Drama, and Brandi T. Jackson all had on the same shirt.
I don't know who two of those people are. So I mean, I'm gonna have to Google it maybe, but
Brandon T. Jackson. Okay, DJ Drama is just a DJ from out south. If you see his face, maybe you'll recognize him.
Okay,
but girl, you don't know who most of these rappers are.
That's true.
Brandon T. Jackson is a comedian. He was in Percy Jackson. He was in. Yeah, girl, I'm not gonna think of anything that you're gonna know.
Okay,
but niggas know who he is. Anyway,
Master P.
No,
you said he was in Percy. Oh, that's Percy Miller. Sorry, go ahead.
All these niggas had on the same exact Versace shirt.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it was like a BT Awards special and it was 75% off or something, but they all had on identical shirts. It was hilarious. And there's actually some like new song out that's like ratchet as fuck. It's like the new Molly, You Ain't Eatin' No, That I Trap Some, Make Her Dance, whatever. It's like one of those club records.
Dope.
And it's called Versace, and the hook is just Versace, Versace, Versace. So they were just like the butt of that entire joke. And I hate that it had to be J. Cole. And Jermaine, please cut your hair. Cut it.
I don't hate that it had to be you.
Then Claudia Jordan got punched by Omarosa's mama.
Okay.
Again, you probably don't know who those people are.
Struggling to think of who Claudia Jordan may be.
Claudia Jordan was the bitch on Tiny Tonight who said that she didn't believe Beyonce was pregnant.
Oh, fuck her.
And everybody dragged
her. Oh, she got punched by who?
Omarosa's mama.
Oh, good. That's all I needed to know.
Because I guess they were, Omarosa and Claudia were on Celebrity Apprentice together. And I have not watched that show since.
Is Claudia Jordan famous for something else?
I think that she used to be like on Deal or No Deal, like as one of the models.
What?
Or something.
Is that it?
And then I think she had like a radio show and she used to fuck somebody.
Oh, anybody can be famous these days.
Any living body. Anyway, they're on Celebrity Apprentice together and I guess they don't see for each other. And Omarosa called Claudia Jordan a bitch. And then at some point, her mama punched her in the arm, and then Claudia told her to move out of Michael Clark Duncan's house because she's
squatting. Oh, damn.
I got petty.
That's a low blow because passed away a few months ago.
Right.
Damn, that's rude.
So that was that.
So
anyway,
Omarosa was right. Claudia Jordan is a bitch. That was rude as fuck.
So, I mean, in terms of the actual show, first things first, they opened with this performance by Chris Brown. Now,
oh, fuck.
I don't know if it was different for the viewers at home, but he didn't really sound like he was singing that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, he had the pre-recorded track that he lip-synced
right.
to. And I don't give dancers grief for that because I understand. If you're doing backflips and splits and somersaults and flying through the air and shit like that, bitch,
Beyonce does it.
Beyonce doesn't do it, but Beyonce does not dance like Chris Brown and Ciara do or Janet Jackson. Well, those people cannot sing like Beyonce. It's not even the same. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't even know how Beyonce does it. I think, like, there's actual training that you can do. Like, you'll just, like, run 6 miles and sing the whole way doing it so your body gets adjusted
to it or
something.
I'm just saying, look at Beyonce experience. Look at the I Am World Tour.
But Beyonce is just otherworldly.
Okay. Like, well, fine. We just won't compare other artists to her anymore.
No, what I'm saying
is, since she's just in a lane by herself.
What I'm saying is, the dancing that Beyonce does is not the same kind of dancing that Chris Brown does. You know what I'm saying? And Beyonce can already sing. Like,
right.
She has an amazing voice. So the dancing that she gives you is already so sickening and so cut that she doesn't have to be doing all the shit that Chris Brown. Like, the thing about it is, like, Ciara is famous and Chris Brown can, like, Chris
Ciara
Brown has a nice
can
voice,
dance her ass
but
off.
But Ciara is famous because she can dance.
Like, she can really dance.
That is her selling point as far as I'm concerned.
That is the only thing anybody really is here for.
So that's what I mean when I say I can excuse it because I understand, like, you're dancing and it's crazy and that's what you're selling us is this choreography. So I can kind of excuse the fact that you ain't even gonna bother trying to sing because, girl, I didn't really come here for these vocals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Although Chris Brown can sing. He just can't sing and dance at the
same
time.
Chris Brown can carry a tune.
Like, he has a nice voice to me. But that Fine China thing, did you see? Well, I don't remember.
No.
I think he might have performed it on the Billboard Awards or something. But when he tried to hit that falsetto, it was like,
you
it
know
was
what?
Just incorrect.
You could have just left that. You didn't have to do that. Why you have to put us through that?
For what? So I feel like, you know, here from where I was sitting, it sounded like he was singing what he could sing and then doing the pre-recorded where he needed to do the pre-recorded and then he was dancing for the rest
yeah.
of it. And that's what the fuck we want anyway, nigga. We want to see your light Chico stick looking ass up there dancing with all them tattoos and shit all over you. That's what the fuck we're looking for. Nicki Minaj came out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It was
I saw
cute.
That. For the record, I slept through the BET Awards when they originally aired and then I watched it later. So I fast forwarded through the shit I didn't give a fuck about, and this definitely falls into that category.
And it was the very first thing.
Yeah. So
okay, Chris Tucker as a host.
I thought that would go better. I really did.
I did too.
I thought it would be way better, and I don't know why it wasn't.
He started off nicely. I thought like his little opening set was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then the thing about it was like, BET was so delayed in a lot of their acts.
Mm-hmm.
So they kept throwing him out there and being like, nigga, go be funny. And just like pushing him on the stage. And so it was so awkward in that audience, like listening to people like nervous laugh. I told you, I do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, cause
you have that secondhand embarrassment thing. Yeah.
Where it's like when shit doesn't go well, especially for people who do stand up, I will laugh just so somebody's laughing. Anyway, he kept like looking for people in the audience and trying to think of jokes real quick or whatever because they were so behind or whatever. And so I wanted it to be so much funnier than it was. And it really, you know, whatever. But Chris Tucker needs the money, girl. He owes the IRS like his life.
Oh, bless his heart.
One of the reasons that they were so damn delayed was R. Kelly.
Really? How?
I don't know what the fuck R. Kelly was doing or if it was because they were switching the stage up or something like that. Or maybe because he had like a whole bunch of people opening,
right,
like doing that choir shit, going through his music. I don't know what it was, but R. Kelly, his performance was kind of behind. It might have been that spiky ass jacket that he had on.
Maybe they needed some time to glue all them studs to it. That sharp ass jacket. I was just like, girl.
He looked like somebody let off like a shrapnel, like a nail bomb in his fucking dressing room.
Somebody said, imagine how many rings Sonic would lose if he landed on R. Kelly's jacket. That's the same damn thing I thought. Like, girl.
Let the spice go, girl.
This jacket full of teeth. Like, what is this?
Ugh. All these, like, it just gave me 125th Street in Harlem. Like, you know how the nigga be out there, the African man's always selling them spiky snapbacks. Let the spikes go.
Like, why is that still a thing?
Like, let them go, girl. They're on, like, hats and jackets and pants and
there
sneakers.
Was a lot of leather present, too, for it
eyelashes
to be Los Angeles. Like, what? Why is everybody in leather drawers and shit at this show?
Los Angeles was hotter than a phoenix urethra.
Bitch!
It was just... it was like 1,000 degrees.
I hate you so much.
Where are you going? Why the fuck did them niggas even wear those Versace sweaters?
Right.
It's 100 degrees.
Like, nigga, I know you are so moist right now inside that outfit.
Take it off.
Don't
I'm hot looking at you.
Niggas walking around just wet.
I had on a thin like shirt, like a denim like shirt, and I didn't put that shit on until we got to the parking lot.
It was that hot?
Yes. Wow. I wore like a tank to the venue and changed in the garage.
Wow.
Because it was that hot.
That's tragedy.
Girl, okay. Anyway, that R. Kelly performance though. Listen.
R. Kelly be turning it up because he knows he's still begging for forgiveness for pissing on that girl.
But you know what? His catalog, like, and he knows where to do it to. Like,
right.
You give R. Kelly a crowd of niggas anywhere, anywhere in this country, and all he has to do is say, my mind's telling me no, and everybody is on their feet. Bitch, when I tell you, the whole arena. And then he did his songs with Ron Isley.
Right.
And I stood up on that chair and I said, Frank, shut up. Can't you see two men are talking? Told your ass to keep the walking. Like, we were in there going
yes.
the fuck off.
Yes.
And then, like, when he... Okay, this is the thing about the award show. The transitions were so weird. When he was done, it was kind of this thing where he was just like, okay, girl, I gotta go. And he just, like, walked off the stage.
Like, okay, well, that's enough. I'm kind of tired.
And everybody was like, No, we're not finished. Like, we need more.
I feel like the vibe from actually inside the arena must be very different from, what we see on TV.
Yeah. That's, again, I feel like you can make however your experience you want to when you're at home watching.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in that audience, it's different. But
at home, you can just sit back in your drawers and eat hot Cheetos and watch the show and talk
and
shit about it. It's
enough.
Just fun. Yeah.
The other person who we were begging to get back on that stage was Tamela Mann.
Yes. God.
And she should have won Best Gospel Artist.
Woo!
I'm sorry. I don't care.
Tamela Mann comes through every time.
I almost started bawling. Like,
well, she,
her voice, and again, in that damn, in LA Live,
yeah,
it is like, listen, which as soon as she said, truth is, I'm tired, I felt the spirit.
Yes.
Like,
God.
He was in there moving. Do you hear me?
Yes. Tamela Mann is by far the best thing Tyler Perry has given us.
Ever.
by far
the greatest thing he has ever done. And the only other thing that I could think that he ever did that was great was Chrissy Collins, who was in Madea Goes to Jail, the play, and saying, "Yes, Jesus loves me." Uh-huh. And now she's one of the mamas. Because let me tell you something. That song.
That is that girl.
Yes. Chrissy Collins.
Yes, that's the come up right there.
Hello?
Yes, you better go from Tyler Perry to Beyonce.
So he can do some great things. He Listen, can. When Tamela Mann sang Take Me to the King.
Tamela Mann could sing Happy Birthday and I would just lay down in praise and worship because Tamela Mann.
And she has lost weight?
Yes, she has. She looks good and but she can fucking blow.
Listen, oh.
I feel bad saying that about a gospel artist, right. But she is everything.
I'm getting all worked up again. But then, like, after that, like right after, they either sent Megan Good and Kerry Washington in there or something. And she had on, like, this open gown with her, like, side tits out. I think that was actually when she was presenting Best Gospel
Artist. She was presenting Best Gospel Artist with her titties That's out. Right. And so everybody was just like, wait a minute.
But
she's a preacher's wife.
She is.
And so it just didn't really make any sense. My cousin is a preacher's wife and she would just possibly never.
I think
ever,
that what
ever,
happened
ever.
After Tamela Mann performed was that Paula Patton came out there with a group of that new movie that she's in. Listen, I don't know what type of coke Paula was on
the good shit
that day. But I think she popped a Motley and she was indeed swearing.
What? Like, honestly. Somebody has to know, what the fuck was Paula Patton going through?
What was she going through?
What the hell was that? Like, no, I'm genuinely confused. Because
she was acting so weird.
She always gives me, like, laid back, you know, genteel mixed lady, but I don't know what the hell that was.
You know who else was real weird on stage? Fucking El DeBarge.
Well, now we all know El DeBarge.
Yeah, we all know El DeBarge is weird. So. But it was like, girl, you're not hosting the Quiet Storm. Like, stop standing up here trying to talk somebody out their draws.
Right, like, ugh.
No, music matters.
Well, by far, for me anyway, the best part of the evening.
I know what you're going to say.
Was my Uncle Charlie.
I knew it.
That's right. Tulsa, stand the fuck up, nigga. Charlie Wilson did that.
Whoa, okay.
Charlie Wilson is from Tulsa, Oklahoma, if you did not know. And so I grew up in Tulsa.
You just blew the roof off.
So sorry. I just felt a way because that was everything.
Listen, before we get to that, Justin Timberlake presented him with the Lifetime Achievement Award. And then you know how BT always does these like guest tribute artists to come in and sing a person's song. What the fuck did NDRE have on?
She looked like a glittery ass turd.
She had on like a rust colored disco jumpsuit and then like an aquamarine wrap. Like this, take the do-rag off.
She looked like the tree of Shea Butter and journal entries. It was just so bad. It was just like, why are you wearing like this jumpsuit? It's like this bell bottomed thing with like glitter all the way the fuck over it. And then this just random blue head wrap. Like, bitch, what do you have on?
I loved NDRE when she came out.
Did you?
Oh, I did. Her first album.
Oh, like a million years ago.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the type of bitch on the radio.
Oh, my God. So let me tell you something about video. When video first came out, I was basically the only girl in the world with natural hair. And so everybody, like, dedicated that song to me. I was like, oh, shit. Every time I hear video, I think about you. I'm like, okay, girl, that's cool.
But it always, like, now I listen to her music, and it's like XD said. Next experience. It's like she's trying to tell you, like, I think I'm ugly, but I want you to be okay with it.
Right.
Like, she's always talking, like, all her music is like, so I'm super ashy today, but this is why it's awesome.
She reminds me of Iyanla.
That's it.
They're like the exact same person.
But Iyanla, it's just, Iyanla's beat out the box. Like, Alani would give you, like, she would give you, like, a lip, like a dark lip, and
beat
be like,
out
looks.
The box.
Like,
that must mean something other than what I think it means.
Like, Iyanla will give you like an attempt at a mug.
Oh, I was about to say, don't lie now.
Like, she, like, when I listen to NDRE's music, it doesn't give me like, I feel like I'm unattractive, but I'm sickening. It gives me like, it gives me like, well, girl, I don't think that I'm cute, but girl, well, fuck y'all anyway, because I'm a woman of the earth. Whereas Iyanla's just like, bitch, I don't give a, like, look at me, I'm sickening, but she's not.
I mean, my thing about NDIRE, like I started to kind of give her the side eye when she claimed that Alicia Keys won all those Grammys because she's light skinned. When honestly, I just feel like Alicia Keys had the stronger album.
When did she say that?
You don't remember that?
No.
Remember when they both came out the same year?
Yeah.
And Alicia Keys won like 6 or 7 Grammys, and NDIRE basically
got
snubbed.
Her album was better.
That's because Alicia Keys' album was better, right? But she claimed it was a racist thing or a skin color thing or whatever the fuck.
Oh.
Yeah, girl, you're real late on that. So I don't really see it for NDIRE. And then XD told me about some things that she's done,
yeah,
homophobic things that
she's
made me
not,
go, oh, girl.
Yeah, she's not very nice.
But she had her ass up there in that glittery ass jumpsuit looking a fucking mess singing for Charlie Wilson. So, girl, whatever.
Whatever. But the actual, when Charlie Wilson went up on stage and performed, that was everything. Once again, everybody was up on their seat. I mean, up on their feet and like losing it. And not only was he up there singing and can still sing.
Can blow. Yes.
But he was up there dancing and shit. And like, he's there with Pharrell and Justin Timberlake and Snoop Dogg. And he really just feels like that uncle you can't wait to see at the family
He
reunion.
Sounds good on Kanye's album, too.
Yes, on Bound 2.
He does. Charlie Wilson has been like a stepdaddy in my head ever since my mama told me that they used to go together in like the 70s. I don't know if I ever even told you that story.
What?
My mama used to go with Charlie Wilson back in like the 70s.
Save this and we're going to talk about it.
Okay, we'll talk about it when the show's over. But yeah, I was completely here for that Charlie Wilson performance. Completely.
Who else was great? Gabby Douglas like sweeped all her fucking, everything she was nominated for, and she presented.
She's
she
perfect.
Looked gorgeous. Like she's flawless. Like there's nothing wrong with
her. I love her.
Mariah Carey also looked very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great.
Mm-hmm. She did.
She looked stunning.
She looked amazing.
Great to look at.
Not one of those light-skinned people who looks terrible. She looks great.
She looked fine.
Yep. And what else?
And Miguel performed,
mm-mm,
and
mm-mm,
he was wearing
mm-mm
Mama D, like as a vest.
I was so bored with her. So bored.
Where did all of that connect-along come from, and why did you make a jacket out of it?
I just, every time I look at him, I mean, first of all,
he
kept feet on the ground,
Bucky,
which was good.
Yes, that was great.
All we ask is that you don't try to leap no more. But
don't
I was
it.
Very bored by his actual performance.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's just, I don't know. To me, it just, Miguel just gives me try too hard.
Yeah. Well, and I also
and
didn't like the song. Like this song about how many drinks is it going to take for you to leave the bar with me? Like, at least you know a woman has to get fucked up in order to go home with you. But that's a really
Thank
weird.
Thank you for being another person who realizes
it's
this.
It's a rapey ass song. Like, what do you
Every
mean?
Every time I listen to that, I'm like, so are y'all listening to what he's saying? He's asking this woman, how drunk do I have to get you for you to come home so we can have sex?
Like, if a woman would not consent to sex with you unless she's drunk, that's something like rape, and you ought to be very careful about putting that in a song.
Thank you for catching
it. Like, this is so weird.
I thought I was the only one.
No, he had his little ass up on that giant ice block or whatever, looking a fucking mess with this boring ass, rapey ass song, so pass.
And girl, you still give me, at the very most, verse bottom. So I don't even know.
That's the most I can give
the,
you.
The most. And that's me being kind.
Because if you ask me, he fleets every day, even if he isn't gonna fuck, and gets
and
his ass bleached at least once a month.
It.
I'm sorry.
He went up on that stage when he won and was like, I just want to thank my woman, the most beautiful beard in the goddamn world. Bitch, please.
Since Neo dropped his on Instagram.
Doing all them splits and shit on stage. First of all, again, being there, Miguel, those lights that you had shining in everybody's goddamn eyes, those lights were bright as shit.
Right.
Like, I had
they
to
were.
Look down mm-hmm. until they turned them shits off. Like, they were just absurd.
Maybe he did that on purpose, kind of throw all y'all off.
The fact that he was up there singing a song about,
Perhaps.
Like, rape. Oh, my God.
I can't
God.
Believe no one said to him, listen, this song's a little weird. Like, how many drinks is it going to take? Like, are you asking, like, you're trying to get her fucked up so she'll go home with you? Like, this is just, whatever.
I don't, okay, Miguel. I be trying so hard because he really can sing his ass off.
The thing about the BET Awards.
He just gives me too. Like, he just is trying too much. Like,
right.
You can just sing, girl. You're awesome when it comes to the music thing. Like, everything else, you can stop.
Well, I just want him to have a song that I actually like because I can't, like, it's hard
yeah,
for me to focus.
Did you listen to his first album?
Mm-mm.
Listen to that. I like it better, actually. Everyone says they like Kaleidoscope Dream.
I mean,
first
I would listen to your album if I heard a single that I liked. Why would I just go out and listen to an album if I heard your singles and they're all boring and
because
I don't like them?
Because she won't go away. Like,
so you just acknowledge it.
He wrote a song with Beyonce. So it's like, obviously.
Okay. Well, I'll listen to that one whenever it comes out.
He might not even be on it.
And, oh, well, shit. Fuck it.
So, I mean, I don't know. What else was on their B tour? Ciara's performance was really cool.
It actually was. I had to give that to Ciara. I thought it was, when it first started, honestly, I thought it was about to be some fuck shit because Nicki Minaj's was just sitting there.
Do you like her hair?
Do I like whose hair?
Nicki's, like, new hair. You didn't like her the way her
hair looks? It's whatever. It's fine. It's better than that other shit she does.
I love that bob on her.
Nicki's a cute girl. I just am not really a fan of hers musically, so.
I just thought that she looked nice.
That's
yeah,
the most that I can give her.
I thought that performance was really cute for Ciara. I'm glad that she did not perform all of I'm Out, and she stuck to what has been popping for her so far, which was Body Party, and she gave a great performance.
She did. She really did. She gave us a little bit of whatever new song that was, and then she switched to the shit that she knew niggas wanted to hear, and she danced her ass off. My only thing is, why are you dressed exactly like your background dancers? Like, exactly.
Exactly. The only thing
like
that was
your
different
shoes
was she
are
had
different.
The shoes.
Yeah, and then it was just like, okay, so maybe you just did
that. You're
supposed
to stand out.
Right. You look exactly like these other hoes, especially since there's nothing discernible or special about your singing voice. So you kind of blend in with the background dancers.
It looks like they forgot to comb her wig out.
But it was by far the best Ciara performance I've seen in a very long time.
Yes.
So good for her. Hopefully she's on the upswing.
And the album is good. I mean, it's better than that last two albums she put out. Like, it's cute.
Okay.
So...
Well, go
ahead. I mean, good luck to her. I don't know. I can't really think of anything else to say about the BET Awards besides the fact that some of the shit you didn't see was just people standing up the whole time. Niggas always written the aisles. MC Light still works up in the attic. And whoever does the announcer shit, that lady was so aggravated the entire time because every time they were going to come back from a commercial, she's like, 30 seconds until we're live again. Please sit down. Get out of the aisles.
Right.
15 seconds, please get out of the aisles and take your seat. We have 5 seconds. And I know, like, and it happens every commercial break because niggas want to go and talk to Kevin Hart or whoever the fuck.
Right.
And I know that lady wanted to be like, if you niggas don't sit the fuck down, you know that you have to be sitting. Like, what the fuck? Like, she just seemed
right.
So aggy. But I mean, this is what you're getting paid for. So I can't really think of shit else. I'm sure that you all will remind me of things that I forgot to talk about in terms of BET Awards.
Well, I mean...
But, we have to talk about.
Nobody really. The thing about the BET Awards is nobody goes for the awards. It's like an HBCU football game or like a black child's first birthday party. Nobody goes for the actual event that's being advertised. You go for all the other shit you know you're going to see. So.
Right.
Other than the performances. Like, I can't even remember who won. And it was like yesterday or the day before or whenever. Like, nobody cares.
Like, no one.
But anyway, what else
and
happened?
Beyonce wasn't even there.
So there went 90% of my fucks about the show anyway.
And she was in L.A. getting ready for her show.
Right. I mean, getting ready for her own show. You can't fault her for not coming to the BET.
Right. She just did the BET experience.
Right.
So,
like, why would I? I did your experience.
Like, I don't care. Get away from
me. I'm not doing your show. I have a sold out show to do.
Put my award in the mail and stop talking to me. I think that we're like done with. Pop culture. This is just a BET Awards special. I was going to talk about Aaron Hernandez being in solitary confinement, but...
I don't see why not.
I mean, the Nick is sitting in some cell by himself.
Well, I mean, I don't see how we can not talk about Zimmerman's attorney's daughter and how she posted that photo.
Holy shit, thank you. I totally forgot about that.
Okay, so if you don't know what happened...
I totally forgot.
Here's the story. George Zimmerman's lawyer has a daughter who looks not unlike one of the characters in White Girls and
white
the three
chicks.
Of white chicks. The three of them went for Chick-fil-A ice cream cones after a day in court. And this stupid bitch uploaded a photo on Instagram of them with their ice cream and hashtagged it talking about celebrating a day in court, like a win in court today.
Celebrating beating stupidity.
Beating stupidity and hashtagged it with Zimmerman and...
What?
Let me tell you something about these people working for George Zimmerman. I really feel like they're doing everything they can to get this trial
To make it a mistrial.
Right. To make it a mistrial or to give him extremely good grounds to file an appeal if he's convicted. Like, I feel like they're doing their very best.
And I also think that they are trolling America. Like,
they
I think they want to piss niggas off and make it seem like, oh, you see how these blackies are. You
there's
see how
so much are. Happening. Like, it's like every
it's
fucking
ridiculous.
Day there's a new episode of fuck shit to come through. With regard to this trial. And I'm just so glad that today the medical examiner took the stand and was like, nope, nope, that bullshit you're lying about, nope,
yes.
That you said, that's a lie too. She was just like, oh no, girl, I'm dissecting everything you said,
praise
and
God.
All of it is bullshit. There's no way that what you said happened actually happened. Not according to science. Maybe according to what the fuck happened in your own head, girl, but not according to real life.
Not according to this actual
I have
shit.
To squint to see whatever the fuck it is you're talking about. Like, she was just completely real about it. And I praise God that finally somebody came out and said, listen, this is what you're saying is preposterous. And it just didn't happen. George Zimmerman is 50 pounds heavier than Trayvon, a trained MMA fighter for, I think, 15 months and had a loaded gun. And you're trying to tell me that was self-defense?
How?
What the fuck? And then his attorney tried to say that his injuries are irrelevant. Bitch, it's a self-defense case. What the fuck are you talking about? How is it irrelevant? In order for it to be self-defense, you have to feel like there was a danger.
Like you were going to be injured.
Right. Like something was going to happen to you if you didn't fight back.
So how?
But you, what? You hunted this boy down. You were in a car.
And
if I'm in danger, why would I get the fuck out and go to the danger?
I would drive away.
White people, why do y'all do this? Don't go to the danger. But you know why he did it? Because there wasn't any goddamn danger. You're in the car.
And he did it after he was asked not to.
They told you, we don't need you to follow him. You're like, these fucking punks, these guys always get away or whatever the fuck. So you got out of the car with your loaded gun. You're heavier than this boy.
With
you're
your MMA training
you're a trained
history.
Fighter, but you have, even if you didn't, even if you were 5'2 and 96 pounds, you have a loaded gun and he has a fucking can of tea and some Skittles.
How do you feel like you're in danger
You
here?
Put a bullet through his chest, you stupid bitch, and I hope you burn in hell for all eternity. I hope the...
Throw your pen down.
Calm down, Crystal.
Throw your pen down.
Calm down, because I'm about to say something really unchristian.
Yeah, let's not do that.
So. But it just angers me. Like, this trial angers me so much. And we got an email from a white listener who I'm sure was writing with the best of intentions. But he said that he expected us to be more objective.
How do you know he's white?
Because he said he was white. And also, the photo of him is white.
Oh, I didn't.
So. We got an email from a white listener who said he expected us to be much more objective. And if Trayvon, And if Trayvon Martin had slammed his head against the concrete, he may have shot Trayvon in the chest too. But here's the thing about that. George Zimmerman has been lying since this fucking case started about absolutely
everything.
Goddamn every part about it. But furthermore, Trayvon Martin did not have any bruises, scrapes, anything of the sort on his knuckles, nor did he have any blood on his hands. So explain to me how you can slam a grown man who's 50 pounds heavier than you and a trained fighter who has a loaded gun. Explain to me how you can slam this person's head on the concrete multiple times and come away with no injuries on your knuckles or any blood on your hands. Run that by me. Explain that to me in a way that makes some fucking sense. Because, girl, I don't see it. Show me how that makes some goddamn sense. Sir, I don't mean to single you out.
You're not going to get me to be objective about none of this shit until you explain to me the very beginning of it, which was why he followed that man after they told him not to.
Had you not?
That is literally the end of it. I don't want to hear shit else after that. I don't care. How the fuck can you expect for me to be objective when the officials, the police, the authorities told him, sir, we don't need you to do that. And he did it anyway. How? The boy was walking away from him. He was in the fucking car with a loaded gun and they told him to sit his ass there and not follow the boy. And he did anyway. So how do you expect me to be objective? Kiss my ass. No.
No. I'm a black girl with a black brother who is not only around the same age as Trayvon Martin, but also favors Trayvon Martin heavily. Actually, I have two black brothers. They wear hoodies. They walk to the fucking store. They drink
tea.
So
does my
little
brother.
They eat snacks. Every black man I know does that exact same thing. And I don't appreciate the fact that black men, like, this entire trial has not been about George Zimmerman and the fact that he's guilty. It's been about people picking apart every fucking thing about Trayvon Martin, just searching for a reason for him to be guilty. When the actual goddamn truth, and this is something that Maui said earlier today, and it just resonated with me so hard. The fucking truth of the matter is that George Zimmerman decided that Trayvon Martin was guilty before he even got out of the goddamn car. He accused him of something, and he put him on trial, and he convicted him before he even got out of the fucking car. And then he got out of his truck and executed that boy. And now we're sitting here, we have to defend this child for, it has been over a goddamn year, and there are still people who think George Zimmerman is innocent? How the fuck? Are you not paying attention? I'm angry. I'm mad, and I'm not gonna calm down, and I'm not gonna be happy about it, goddammit. This is my brother you talking about.
Right.
This is an innocent black boy. Lord knows I love to drag black men when they ain't shit. Lord knows. Yes, God, I love to come for these fuckboys, but goddammit, when we don't do anything, when we are fucking existing, when we are walking home in the rain, going home to our damn daddy house, bitch, you can't go home without being shot? You can't walk the fuck home?
My little brother is the same age as Trayvon, my youngest brother, and lives in Florida. Lives in Florida.
Where it is clearly not safe for black people to live.
And my little brother has been walking around. He wears hoodies. He loves snacks just like everyone else. And it's just, it makes me sick that people cannot just look at this and say that this nigga is wrong. It makes me sick that we're even sitting here and there are people who are trying to defend it because it is my baby brother who I have to worry about whether or not he's going to be safe to just go to the store and come back. And it makes me sick. It makes me sick.
There's no way we can't take this personally. So if you feel a way about it and you feel like Kid Fury and Crystal are just doing too much and too crazy about the Trayvon trial or whatever.
You can eat a dick.
Continue to feel a way about it.
Cold dick. If that's how you fucking feel, I don't care. Because Trayvon Martin is my blood. That's my baby brother in the street. The same shit. And I don't want to have to worry about this nigga not being able to walk to the goddamn store and get some Skittles without some white man accusing him of doing something that he didn't do and shooting him in the fucking chest. That's
why. But some stupid white bitch wants to go to Instagram and upload a photo of her and her dad and LOL and it's
eating
also some goddamn
fucking
funny.
Ice cream and it's just hilarious.
Yeah, but a black boy is dead and didn't do a goddamn thing about it. And if it was up to me, I would chop George Zimmerman's balls off and fucking puree him and pour him down his own damn throat and torture him slowly, bit by bit, and then shoot him through the fucking chest and give him the exact same thing.
In front of everybody he loves.
If I, child, somebody said earlier, girl, if the purge was real, and you had 24 hours, George Zimmerman.
I can do it in two.
Listen, it don't take that long. We take it personally. So yeah, stay mad.
Let's not be a part of this trial. Because
I can't even watch this shit. Like, I can't even watch it.
We're done. We're done. Woo. Once again, we're here to talk to you about our lovely sponsors, Hulu Plus. Again, yes, miss, you can go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and get a taste of that free extended trial. Catch up on all of the show that you've been missing. You know there's a ton of them, so you can do it whenever you want to.
We have gotten so many emails from people who are saying, you know, thank God for this Hulu Plus free trial, girl, because I was able to catch up on so much stuff. Those of you who are looking for season 2 of Scandal, it's on Hulu Plus. Log on now. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. You can watch it on your phone, your computer. There's all kinds of different devices. There's so many shows. It's only $7.99 a month. But again, we're giving you a 2-week free trial at HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go get you some. Now let's keep it going. Alrighty, folks, let's do our listener letters. Ooh, that was explosive.
So emotional there at the end.
Woo, Jesus, I'm sorry.
So really quickly, before we even get started with the emails, Nitra emailed and said, hey, I would like to know if you're still being stalked in the hallway by that elderly woman who complained about you making so much noise when you come in. So listen, she and I don't have any beef as long as I'm in the bed by 11 o'clock. But a couple of nights ago, I was up cleaning because I couldn't sleep because I slept all damn day. That was Sunday, actually. Mm-hmm. So I was up cleaning up, you know, random activities, whatever. And I guess I made too much noise for her liking because she banged on that ceiling once again. And I just looked down at the floor like, girl, you're not going to do nothing. Like, we're not. She doesn't come outside of her door anymore because I think she understands. I don't give a shit about her feelings. I have to go to work in the morning, not you. So my feelings matter more.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. So that's the answer to that question. Woo. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We've got some things that are a bit of a mess.
As
but let's start with a question that I think would be dear to your heart.
Uh-huh.
So Jasmine said, my boyfriend seriously hates Beyonce and it's starting to get irritating.
Girl, excuse me?
We're best friends and we've known each other forever, but after being attacked by the Beehive on Twitter, he has a newfound hate for her. Shouldn't have been talking shit.
That's it.
It's to the point where when he rides in my car, he puts in headphones if I turn on her music. I'm not a stan, but I do love her. And whenever I bring her up, he tells me about how she ain't shit. And he goes on rants about how he thinks she's overrated. So my question is, how would you deal with a Beyonce hater?
So, look, this is interesting because one of my very best friends back in Miami can't stand Beyonce.
What?
Like, my best friend. And so, like, it was a mess because we would always get into, like, it's like, how do you not discuss Beyonce? Like, right. When Beyonce does, like, something, you just want to talk to somebody about it.
Right.
You know, but it's like, every time I would bring Beyonce up, he would just be like, oh, fuck that bitch. Right, girl, I don't care. Like, he would just be so stank about it. And I was just, so we've gotten into so many heated debates about it, but I learned to just not, like, talk about Beyonce would have.
Right.
Like, I just, like, if we were in a car together, I would just listen to something else. Or, you know, if we were together, I just would not talk about Beyonce.
So you just try to keep the peace.
I would just try to keep the peace, you know, and it worked out fine. You know, you have your friends or family members or other people who love Beyonce who you can go and stand out with them when you feel like it. And, you know, with that person, you just can't do the same thing. And just, I guess, don't expect the nigga to buy you no Mrs. Carter Show tickets.
I feel like I can date somebody who hates Beyonce or doesn't like Beyonce just as long as they're not disrespectful about it.
Yeah, right. Like, because my whole thing was like, my friend used to always say, Beyonce ruins movies. And I'd be like, what? Like, and I'll never testify to I'll never say, oh, Beyonce is just this amazing actress.
Right, no.
But Beyonce never ruined a movie. I mean, the Austin Powers movie was just bad.
I mean, no. Beyonce has not ruined a movie, but there are several movies Beyonce's in that are not good.
Yeah.
But for me,
I don't think it's her fault.
Like, I have a very close friend who claims to not like Beyonce, but he just went to the show in LA last night.
And got his motherfucking life.
And got all of it. But anyway, my whole thing is, it's fine if you don't like the artist I like. We don't all have to like the same people. Just don't be rude about it. Don't make fun of me for liking Beyonce.
Right.
And don't just say things that you know are going to piss me off.
Right.
So it sounds to me, Jasmine, you and your boyfriend just need to come to a mutual understanding.
Exactly.
Like, we're just not going to do this.
Agree to disagree.
Exactly.
And just be like, you know what? Well, I love her and you hate her and we're just not going to fuck with each other.
Right. It's not a reason to break up. It's
at
just
all.
Like, everybody calm down.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where it's like, you have to remember that Beyonce is not buying you no goddamn groceries, girl. It's not that deep.
Right.
You figure it out. It'll be fine.
Woo. Okay. Rob asked, I'm 23 and I'm currently in the Navy. Not the Rihanna Navy, like the United States Navy. I just want to clarify.
Yeah, so you have to, yeah.
He's in the United States Navy. I've been in for about 5.5 years, and now I have a problem. There's this guy that I've known for about 4.5 years, and I met him here in Hawaii where I'm stationed. We instantly clicked and became the best of friends, and I started developing feelings for him. He said he's straight, but his actions say differently.
Oh, well, you know, does he know he doesn't have to do that anymore?
We fell out and stopped talking about 4 months ago, but we're also being stationed at our next duty station together, so I have to see him on a regular basis. I love him as one of my best friends, but I'm also in love with him. We've talked about how I feel about him, and he said he can't reciprocate those feelings. I understand that, but he also said he will always love me. But now we're not talking. My question is, should I reach out to him or should I leave it alone? I don't want to wonder what if, but I have a sense of pride that I don't want to put aside.
So they've always been just friends?
Yes. For the 4.5 years, they've been friends, and they're both in the Navy, which I guess it's now cool to be openly gay in the Navy. Maybe it's like a case by case basis whether you really feel comfortable about coming out. But this isn't really about coming out in the Navy.
Yeah.
This is about having
feelings for somebody.
Feelings for somebody.
And not reciprocating.
And it's hard because you
it
feel
sucks.
Like, you know, sometimes there are actions or sometimes somebody. I know I have quite a few friends who have gotten caught up on what they perceived the person was saying or doing as opposed to what the person was actually saying or
right.
doing. And so you can take little gestures or moments or exchanges as one thing and just fall completely in love with somebody. And that person could be thinking the exact goddamn opposite. So
I went through something similar to this when I was like maybe 19 or 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go.
You think so?
Yes, let it go. Keep it moving. Even if by some like twist of fate, he ended up like, you spent like a night of passion together. You still would, you know, not be with this guy until he was ready to, you know, be with someone. You know, just accept his friendship. If you can't handle a friendship, then girl, you know, spend some time with you. But right. Don't sit here and continue to like drag your feelings around in the mud. Just let it go. And if something happens in the future, let it just come right back around and smack you. Because if it's meant to happen, it's meant to. But at this point, girl, don't do it yourself. I've been there. It sucks. Keep it moving.
Right. My thing is that he told you that he's straight. And he has like verbalized to you that he cannot reciprocate those feelings. So,
oh, I was under the impression that he said that he was straight, but this person knows that he's not.
Well, he said he's straight, but this person says that his actions say something different, but right. Nothing has actually, like, this is what I'm talking about, perception, because what you feel like somebody is saying or doing, yes, may not actually be what they're saying.
Yeah, so this you have is to subjective.
Go off, right, you have to go off what he's telling you. If he's telling you he's straight and there's no way that y'all and are going to be friends, in a relationship,
just accept that and keep it punching.
Like, under other circumstances, I might tell you, you know, talk to him about it and see what's going on. But first of all, it sucks dating somebody in the closet. Let's just say it. I'm sorry.
Bitch.
Dating somebody in the closet is the fucking worst.
Preach.
Oh, my goodness. I've done it. And it is because the first thing they want you to do is go back in the closet with their ass. And girl, I don't have time. I didn't come out and go through that whole hard experience in order to go back in the closet just to be with your raggedy ass. So I'm not going to do that. So Rob, you know, think about that first and foremost. Even if he was like, yeah, you know, I really like you, but I'm confused about these feelings. I don't know what to do. Don't be somebody's first gay experience. Trust me on that. Skip that heartache.
It worked for Noah and Wade. Actually, no, it didn't. Noah, I mean, Wade got into a car accident.
Okay.
We never found out if he died. Oh, no, he didn't. They got married. Yeah, never mind. It worked for Noah and Wade.
Okay, I can't say that I followed that storyline, so I don't.
It was cute. I wish they would bring Noah's Ark back.
I saw you on Instagram with him.
I love him.
He's adorable.
Such a nice guy.
But yeah, Rob, I just...
I love Daryl.
It sucks when you feel like you feel something for somebody and they feel it for you too, but if they're not really ready to acknowledge it, there's no point. And you could save yourself a whole lot of heartache by just being like, okay, you know what? Just fuck it. You don't have to fuck with that nigga. And this whole, well, we can still be friends thing, you can't be friends with somebody if you're in love with them and they're not in love with you.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Take me to the king.
Kim Mary's doing a praise dance.
Preach. Yes, God.
Every time people break up, they say, oh, well, we can still be friends. Listen, you can't still be friends if, first of all, that person didn't treat you the way a friend would. If they lied to you, did
the
something
shady. The
spirit
of the Lord is here. I can feel it in the atmosphere.
You can't be friends with somebody. Ask yourself, would I put up with the same behavior if we weren't dating? And if the answer is no, then you can't be friends. But also, trust me, trying to be friends with somebody when they just broke up with you or they don't have feelings for you and you're just dizzy in love with their ass is a recipe for fucking disaster. And all you will do is cause yourself more heartache until finally you get the fucking clue and leave his ass alone. So that's what I'm going to advise you to do. Leave him the fuck alone. For your own sake.
For your sake.
Bless your heart.
Okay.
I hope it works out, baby.
Punch.
Come on, punch.
Do we have another one?
We can if you want to. This one's a little weird.
Okay.
Chantel said, I recently found out my boyfriend molested his sister when they were younger.
Excuse me?
Chantel said, I recently found out, this is not funny, I recently found out my boyfriend molested his sister when they were younger. I always knew he was an asshole, but now everyone is convinced he's a dangerous asshole. My question is it possible for someone who did something like that to change as they get older, or will they always carry that kind of behavior? I tried not to judge because I know I've done some questionable shit in my past, but this shit right here... Yeah.
Excuse me?
So could you date somebody if you knew they molested?
Hell no!
Jesus. That is just...
So wait, how did she find out?
She didn't tell us. That is literally a whole email I got from Chantel.
But they're saying that okay, so she knew found he was an asshole. Out. But she said she knew he was an asshole, but now everyone is saying he's a dangerous asshole. So it's like something that...
So I think she told her friends maybe.
Like, okay.
Yeah. That's what I got from that, but... I think the bigger question here, which obviously this is a fucked up situation, but can you forgive somebody who did something really heinous in their past? Can you move on? Can you date them anyway? How do you feel? Oh my God. You're just like completely like blank staring. Like can't even believe this shit.
I feel like I'm having an outer body experience.
I mean, this is a lot. He didn't, you know, used to steal Tonka trucks from fucking Target. He used to touch on his little sister. Like, that's a lot. But then also, there's a lot of questions here that we can't answer. Like, how old were they when this happened? Did they go to therapy? Has he been through some kind of treatment? Like,
yeah, I can't tell you if that's something that sticks with someone.
I don't know if you were, you know, if you were 10 and you touched on your little sister inappropriately versus when you were 17 or something. Like, there's just,
I don't know.
There's a lot here, but as from what you've given us, Chantel,
you know,
I go with your gut. You already felt like he was an asshole. So here's the perfect excuse to break up with him. God will do that sometimes.
Yeah.
When you're in a relationship you have no business being in, God will be like, here is your get out of jail free card. He did that to me, actually, when I dated the worst woman in the world. And I was depressed and all my friends were like not fucking with me anymore. And I was just sick about it and I needed to get out. And I just felt like I couldn't. God was like, well, I'm about to charge her with a felony and have her, you know, steal your friend's car and be a complete fucking mess. So this is a great out for you. So,
wow.
Yeah. So if you're in a situation, you already felt like something's not right, and then you get a big ass sign that something's not right, go with your gut. Yeah. It's not going to lie to you.
Because that was definitely Jesus flashing a bright red light in your eyes.
Right. I understand, you know, not wanting to judge people. And we all have some things in our past that we're not particularly proud of.
Right. He could be he could be fully reformed. I don't know the nigga and I don't know the circumstances of
but
this
you're also
molestation.
Well within your right to be like, I'm not putting up.
Yeah,
I'm not.
But at the same time, you could be like, girl, that's just a deal breaker for me. I can't do this.
For me, it would always be in the back of my head.
I was going to say
that. And I would be like, I can't take you around my baby cousins.
Like,
I can't take you around my nephew. When we have kids. Kids, I'm never going to want
to
leave you alone with my kid. Like, I would never be able to get over
it. I wouldn't be able to get over it.
Never.
And he could be complete. It could be something you don't have to worry about. I just couldn't do it.
He could be the greatest guy now and completely rehabilitated or whatever. And I would never be able to get the fact that you used to touch on your little sister out of my head. So for me, it would be a deal breaker.
Right.
But for you, I would say,
with your gut.
You feel like something's wrong, girl? Get the fuck out.
Well, folks, let us know how that one went.
And always,
you can send us an email with your questions to asktheread@gmail.com.
I'm pretty sure we say that in every show, and yet for some reason, every week, somebody asks me what's the email address for the show, and I just...
Well, there you go. That's why.
We've got a website and a Twitter and a Facebook, and it's just... But yeah, asktheread@gmail.com with all your questions, concerns, whatever the fuck, photos, all of it.
Okay.
So
once again, we just want to remind you about our other lovely sponsor, and that's the great folks over at Audible checking in on your reading. So make sure you go check out their lovely collection of audiobooks at audiblepodcast.com/read. And once you go through there, you'll get you a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial.
You can play Audible books on hundreds of different devices. They've got great selections like The Great Gatsby, The Hard Way, Inferno, Game of Thrones. You can play it on your Kindle, on your iPhone. You can switch back and forth between devices. They've got all kinds of genres. You can learn to do things. Like, I'm still learning Spanish through Audible. Thank God for them so much. And if you sign up now, you get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. All you have to do is log on to audiblepodcast.com/READ to get started.
And let's continue. So let's read, let's read, let's read.
Do you have a read for this week?
No.
You spent all that time in California and you're just way too happy and you don't have anything to complain about.
California was great.
Really?
I could probably think of something that aggravates me in California. You go first.
I mean, you don't have to because I'm pretty ticked already. And this kind of piggybacks off of the whole George Zimmerman, you know, mess. That whole clusterfuck that is that trial. But listen, so the last person to speak to Trayvon Martin other than his murderer.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is a girl named Rachel, and I can't pronounce her last name.
I want to say Jean Tao.
Something like that, yeah. So Rachel took the stand for 2 days Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and say that she was on the stand for two days testifying about what she heard right before Trayvon died. So listen, the thing about that is that Rachel is an immigrant. I believe she's Haitian.
Yeah, she's Haitian.
So English is not her first, and I don't even believe it's her second language. I think she speaks Haitian Creole and then Spanish and then English. So
you mean Creole and then French?
No, she also speaks Spanish.
Oh, she speaks Spanish?
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she speaks. Yeah, she speaks Creole and Spanish.
Okay.
And English. So.
Alrighty.
English not her
she
first.
She knows more languages than I do.
Come on, come on, because I know English and does Ebonics count?
Does Patois count? This isn't the point.
It doesn't.
Continue.
It doesn't. We're getting off track.
Divvying from the point.
The point is that Rachel did a very brave thing by taking the stand and testifying over a situation that I know has to be fucking devastating.
Right.
Because if I even think about being on the phone with a dear friend and that person dying, like being shot and telling me about it, saying, you know, there's this creepy ass motherfucker following me and I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then he dies. And then it turns into this whole national tragedy. Bitch, I'm going to be devastated about it.
And now you have to sit on the stand. And
now you have to sit on the stand.
With this smug, disgusting white bitch.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Not only did Rachel have to get on the stand and relive something that is surely very horrific, but she was subject to some of the most blatant, belittling, and outright disrespect I've ever seen towards any witness by any defense attorney. Like, it was just disgusting. And everybody said, oh, well, that's just what they're supposed to do. And they're supposed to rattle her and make her seem, you know, like she's not credible. But bitch, it was just a lot. They just gave Rachel a lot. I'll say that. But at least I expected it out of them motherfuckers because that's what they were paid to do. What I didn't expect is for all you hating ass, Uncle Tom ass, wannabe white, Stacey Dash, pussy looking ass niggas to get on the internet and try to come for Rachel the way you did. So not only is Rachel not American, doesn't speak English as her first language, but she is a bigger lady. She is dark skinned. She speaks very slowly, or I mean, maybe not slowly, but she's very quiet when she talks. She doesn't, she doesn't have a big loud voice like I do. And so many times throughout the trial, I just wanted to jump into her and be like, oh my God, just let me read these niggas for you. Because there was so many times when Rachel, and you could tell because she would roll her eyes or look at the
she
man like, who the,
so frustrated.
She was clearly annoyed, and who wouldn't be? But for all you sad ass, lonely ass pieces of shit who decided to say something about Rachel Gentile. Like, have you actually taken a look at yourself and said, go look in the mirror and say to yourself, I hate black people and blackness and I'm ashamed of who I am because that's exactly what the fuck I got from y'all. In what fucking universe is it okay to come for a girl who's gone through a huge tragedy that has played out on the national stage, who cannot possibly be glad to be there, who had to have taken, it had to have taken every bit of strength she had to sit up there, not for one, but for two goddamn days, and said to the judge, I don't want to come back. Like, this isn't a fucking fun. This isn't a day at the goddamn carnival for her. How dare you get on the internet and drag her on Twitter, running up in her mentions, calling her all these different things and Funky Dinevo, messy ass, put her on Instagram next to Precious, did like a side by side with Gabourey Sidibe and called her Precious.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all fucking disgust me. Get the fuck up out my race, bitch. That's not how the fuck we do. How dare you? No, really. Ask yourself where you got the fucking unmitigated gall to come for that girl.
I knew people were
because if you were
too.
In the exact, ask yourself what you would do in that same situation. You're not even, you have not walked the first step in her life. You have no idea what life was like for that girl. You don't know what kind of education she has, what her family situation is like. You don't know what she's feeling right now, other than she has to testify at her dead friend's trial. I would just straight up say it. I consider myself a fairly learned person. Like, I feel, okay. I feel,
learn it. Come on.
I feel sufficiently educated. I grew up with two parents at home. I read at an early age, blah, 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 blah. I can go down and give a list of all the bullshit that doesn't really matter in my life all damn day. The point is that I feel like I'm pretty good at communicating and expressing myself. But bitch, if I'm heartbroken and I'm missing my friend, and there's so much going on. This is a courtroom full of people that I've been taught not to trust. And this man is defending the person who murdered my friend. I'm hard pressed to say that I would do any better than Rachel did, because I'm going to give you about two or three cute answers before I snap and be like, listen, I don't have time for this bullshit. That motherfucker killed my friend, and I wish I could stick his dick up his own ass right now. That's what I would have gave. So the fact that Rachel actually kept her composure and answered all them fuck ass questions day after day and endured that abuse at the hands of the fucking defense attorney, let him talk down to her. He talked to her so crazy that even the judge was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're doing too much to her right now. But then, for all you niggas who really should know better and should really do better, for all of y'all to get on the internet and say all these terrible things about this girl, you ought to be fucking ashamed of yourselves, especially since most of you tweet like some goddamn third grade dropouts in the first fucking place. Like, bitch, bitch, let's talk about it.
Oh my God.
You can't spell shit right. Your whole damn timeline is full of typos. You don't know what the fuck any words mean. Your blog posts are fucking abysmal. Like, you just don't have any room to come for her. So what I suggest is that you niggas keep it the fuck cute about Rachel, because I take her personally.
I can't.
Don't make me. I mean,
when I first saw Rachel, I was like, oh my gosh, I know it's going to be some niggas who are going to have some stupid.
Soon as I saw her, I was like, here we go.
I was hoping that it wouldn't happen.
Oh, please. You knew better.
Because it's just kind of like, give the girl a break. Like, her friend died, and she's sitting here having to talk to these people, these assholes,
right,
that, about, like, why it's even debatable. Like, she's probably, like, thinking, why am I even discussing this with you? Like, why, right, are you not hanging him? Oh, girl,
It just pisses me off so much when black people try to do that whole, oh, well, you know, she's not one of us, she's this, 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 and try to kind of other her or make her seem less than human. Like, that girl's going through some shit that most of us could never even imagine. So cut her a little goddamn slack.
Well, that makes up for my lack of a read.
Sorry, did I take up all the time? Do you want to do one?
I don't think that I have one, though.
Okay, well.
I've just had a nice week. Okay.
I had a week from fucking hell. I was so tired of being mad between Paula Deen's bitch ass and fuck niggas about Rachel, and then the trial itself. It was just all, and then the fucking Supreme Court got on my damn nerves, too. So with all of it, girl, because of course they overturned DOMA, whatever, which is great, but then they also invalidated part of the Voting Rights Act.
Yes.
And you niggas need to read up on that shit, because for most of you, it's going to affect you more than DOMA would anyway. So it was a long week for me. It was a tiring ass week. I had to go home and just turn off all the lights and sleep for like a day, because I just couldn't anymore.
My only read will be whoever the fuck was farting on the plane ride back here.
Goodbye.
From Los Angeles.
I'm so over you.
No, listen, I really think it was, listen, every time I fly, I always, whether it is first, business, economy, whatever the fuck, I am always seated next to some badass white child. Every single time. Every time. I don't even know if I've ever said.
You sound a little mad about it.
No. And I don't even know why white people still listen to our show. I swear to God. Because we're just horrible.
I bet they don't.
But look, every time, the few times I've ever sat next to like a black baby, they sit there and they shut the fuck up for the most part. I don't know why. Whoever y'all are who ride these planes.
Because they mamas give them Benadryl.
I don't know. That might be it. I don't know why you mamas would be riding these planes with these good kids, white and black. If you have some good kids who know how to act on planes, please come to Harlem and teach these other little badass bastards who are running around how to do it too. Because, oh girl, that's a read for a different day. But listen, there was this little fucker who was, I'm sorry. Okay.
Look at you talking about somebody's child. Y'all should see him right now. He's pissed.
Listen, he was so bad.
What did he do? Was he like climbing all over everything?
He took his shoes off.
Okay.
And was opening. First of all, I don't like flying. I'm like afraid of heights. I hate turbulence, all that shit. Like flying already makes me sick.
Silly.
So for the most part, I prefer for the windows to be closed. I don't like seeing out of the planes at all. Maybe when we're descending, because I know we're about to be on the ground. But throughout the whole plane ride, once we got up to our cruising altitude, this child had his shoes off and was opening and closing the window with his feet.
That window shade?
Yes.
Ew. That is disgusting.
With his feet. And then every second he would look out the window and try and describe what was going on outside to his mama.
Nope.
At the top of his lungs.
Nope.
We're leaving the airport, mommy! We're in the sky, mommy! Clouds, mommy! We're flying, mommy! Mommy, look! We're in the sky, mommy! And it was just like, girl. And the thing about it is,
like, turn down.
This child's mama was not even communicated. Like, she would not reply.
Right.
Like, he was just screaming. And I know in this woman's head, she's like, girl, why did I do this? Like,
I knew I couldn't bring this motherfucker on no damn plane. I knew it.
Somebody was passing gas for damn near the whole flight. And I believe it was that child. Just because he already was like, stank. So, there goes. I don't like kids. I can't.
I wish you could. I would pay extra for a child-free flight.
I would pay so much more.
How is that not a thing? How has no one come up with that? I would pay at least $50 to $100 extra on top of my ticket for a flight with no one under the age of 15.
Please.
Why is that not a thing? I don't get it.
That read came fresh out of nowhere.
I'm sorry. It's just children in the air. They're just annoying.
It is the worst because you can't do shit about
it.
Right.
You can't do anything. And the parents feel so bad. So then I feel bad.
Right. I feel bad for feeling bad because the parent feels bad.
Right.
Because what are you supposed to do? That's just how kids are. Like, they're just horrible.
And you're stuck on this flying coffin in the sky. There's nothing you can do.
For 5 hours.
Right. And that's a long ass flight across the country.
And he was sitting right in front of me. Literally the seat in front.
I praise God for these Beats by Dre headphones because I can't hear shit if my music is up loud enough.
Bitch, I took my Z-Quil and I put on these headphones, bitch, and I went the fuck to sleep.
Oh, yeah, I sleep on flights real easy. Yes, you
so
have
there's
to.
There's that.
So, that wraps up another episode of The Read.
It sure as fuck does. Don't forget to send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at thisistheread. Go to thisistheread.com for more juicy, tasty things. Don't forget to check out our sponsors, HuluPlus.com/thread, for that special deal. You can watch all your favorite shows with that extended trial. Go ahead and get that started right now. Do you have any parting words, Lass?
Don't forget to get the August edition of Essence and see us in our...
If anybody even listens to this show after this episode...
If anybody...
We probably pissed off no less than like 15,000
I don't
people.
Know why. Maybe one week we should just talk about the way this show feels, but I have a hard time believing that anybody actually listens to it, so...
Do you not look at the numbers?
I mean... I see the numbers, but it's just like, what?
What do you think that is, juice? Like, who do you think, who do
okay,
you think
are you making fun of me right
to?
Now? Like, it's just a bunch of roly-polies listening to the show. Like, what? I'm just saying, it's just surreal sometimes for people to quote you or send you photos or whatever. Like,
and we be in here talking to each other, like, we're having a conversation all the time. So sometimes I forget people are even going to hear it.
Maybe if Kid Fury is ever on a reality show, you can see how he interacts with his other friends. But it's very genuine. This is exactly how he is, and... Obviously, I'm never going to be on reality TV, but he is.
The girls are going to hate us after this
episode. The whole
thing
is just fun. But anyway, God, we get distracted so easily. Get the August edition of Essence. The August is you.
Yes. We love you. And once again, fuck niggas, get tacos.
Or pizza.
Or chicken.
We will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.